Track 6, Preparation Techniques. On the last track, we discussed clients who compulsively spend for malicious reasons. These reasons included deliberate lying, cheating, and revenge spending. On this track, we will examine techniques useful in preparing a client to fight compulsive spending. These techniques include compiling a money history, conversation with money, and commentary. The first technique is compiling a money history. Have you found, like I have, that many shopaholic clients tend to have a history of specific feelings about money and its significance? In order to treat these clients, I find it helpful to have them scrutinize their own past feelings about money to better understand their current feelings. Rachel, age 28, had spent herself into a serious credit card debt. She stated, "I don't know why, but I feel complete and happy when I've bought myself something." To help Rachel understand where her feelings of euphoria came from, I asked her to write down her money history and include the following points. Listen to these points and think about any others you might include yourself. 1. Your earliest memory about money. 2. Who spent it and on what, and how people in your family reacted to this behavior. 3. Who saved money and what for, and how people reacted to this behavior. 4. Your family's money fears, messages, philosophy, and habits. 5. What you remember about family money fights and money tensions. 6. What you remember about the money you needed as a child, and what you did with it if you got it. Did you get a regular allowance? Was it ever withheld as a punishment? 7. Any special thing you really wanted and got, or didn't get, and how you reacted to this. 8. Any other emotional memories about money and spending from your developing years, from inside or outside the family? After a few weeks had passed, Rachel returned and stated, "When I was a little girl, we always had a lot of money. My father would buy us gifts and would tell us, 'Because I love you,' as though the only way for him to express this was through expensive jewelry. However, when we asked for something, he would tell us how we didn't know the value of a dollar. He controlled the gift and love giving. So now, with my own money, I can love myself." Think of your Rachel. Could he or she gain more understanding about his or her compulsive spending through compiling a money history? The second technique is conversation with money. Valerie, age 32, had married her husband Mark for his extreme wealth. Since then, she has spent most of his fortune on clothes and jewelry. To help her curb her compulsive spending, I asked Valerie to complete a conversation with money, in which she imagines money with a personality. I asked Valerie to consider these questions. 1. What kind of personality does money have? 2. What does money think of the way you've treated it? 3. What's your justification for treating money this way? A few weeks later, Valerie turned with her dialogue. Here's an excerpt. Money. What's your problem? Why could you ever hold on to me and feed and nourish me? Valerie. There's always so many things I want that I need to keep me happy. My parents never said no to me, so why should I have to say no to myself? Think of your Valerie. How would he or she benefit from a conversation with money? In addition to a money history and a conversation with money, a third technique is commentary. After having written her own conversation with money, I stated to Valerie, "Think of key authority figures from your past and imagine the kind of comments you'd hear on your conversation." This part of the technique is to help you understand your past and how these key figures affected your financial development. Valerie's commentary progressed as follows. Mother, you should have married a wealthier man who can give you everything you want. Father, my little girl deserves to have the best of everything. Just be happy and enjoy yourself. Your husband and I will look after the future for you. Older brother, you were always a spoiled brat, and you still are. I bet you won't be able to keep this up forever, and I'll be glad to see how you handle having to give up things like the rest of us. Think of your Valerie. Would he or she benefit from a commentary? On this track, we discussed techniques useful in preparing a client to fight compulsive spending. These techniques include compiling a money history, conversation with money, and commentary. On the next track, we will examine techniques that help a client avoid trigger attacks. These techniques include trigger awareness, spending alternatives, and replacement self-talk. Question 6. What are 3 techniques useful in preparing a client to fight compulsive spending?